Uh-oh, are we in the building? What's going on, everybody? What's going on? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite anime and commentary podcast. Black Hockey is back. I'm your host, Big Ty. Big Ronza is in the building. You feel me? Are back for another one. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to our podcast. You feel me? I appreciate everybody that continues to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to us from, whether that be on Amazon or Apple, wherever you listen to us from. We're there. We appreciate y'all and we thank y'all. Please subscribe to the Epic Echo Productions YouTube page. That's where you can listen and watch also this podcast as well. And follow us everywhere except for TikTok on social media. All right. Epic Echo Pro or Epic Echo Productions. Just type that in and you can find us there. All right. Listen, today we have a good show, not a long one, of course. But I do have a question. You understand what I'm saying? I do have a question for, my One Piece fans. And I think the question more burns because I had this theory kind of not read to me or told to me, but just like as listening to one of the podcasts that I frequent with, that One Piece Talk, shout out to them. One of the co-hosts, Lenny, was just having the cast actually were just having a debate about one of the recent chapters in which, you know, we discussed in Kizaru and the Navy really being knocked out by Joy Boy's Haki, right? When the robot snapped the rope and Joy Boy's Haki basically just, you know, nullified the entire Egghead, you know, area and environment and vicinity, and also was felt around the world, right? So that knocked out all of the Marines, right? And so now we got to a point where Kizaru was telling, you know, Akainu, hey, everybody's knocked out. You understand what I'm saying? And I kind of didn't know what that meant, right? And one of the things that the cast said was, hey, does Akainu have Conqueror's Haki? And I had to think about it. They made me think about this, like, on a level where I'm like, hold up. Does he have Conqueror's Haki? Does this guy that we sit here and even me as an Akainu fan, as somebody who thought that this man could be one of the strongest Marines, one of the strongest people, and maybe villains within the One Piece series. Now, we haven't gotten a lot of Akainu, especially after all of what him and Aokiji went through with their fight at Punk Hazard, 10 days, you understand what I'm saying? They were going crazy, right? Ice versus lava, and they both, we can tell by the Garp and Aokiji fight, that if Aokiji awakened his devil fruit to that point, Akainu has definitely awakened his devil fruit to that point. We've seen parts of it when they fought at Marineford. We've seen just how deadly his devil fruit is. It's probably one of my top five devil fruits. I would, if you ask me, Ty, which devil fruit would you eat? One of them would be his. Like, that's an amazing fruit to have. And you are now the fleet admiral. So in my mind, before even they were talking about this and before even Oda kind of put that in there as maybe just a thing to catch, but not catch, but to catch, right? Like, if y'all get what I'm saying. It was like, wait a minute, hold on, let me read that back. What if Akainu doesn't have Conqueror's Haki? Does that not make him the strongest? Because right now, he is considered the strongest Marine, right? The title, right? World's strongest man, the strongest swordsman in the world, Mihawk, right? The world's strongest man in Whitebeard, right? You understand? The currently the strongest Marine in Sakazuki. And if you're telling me that, if I'm going based off of that, if you're telling me that you're the strongest Marine and you're the fleet admiral, then you have to have some level of haki. Now, I'm not saying he may not have armament, even advanced armament haki. But it's like you don't know what Supreme Conqueror's haki or Conqueror's haki looks like. Shanks used it against you to a degree at Marineford. It just wasn't visible. And I'm sitting there like, wait a minute. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe the strongest Marine currently standing doesn't have Conqueror's haki. So does that make you the strongest Marine? Because if I'm going back a few, and I'm just, again, I'm assuming, I'm probably making an ass of myself. If I'm going back a few, I'm going to think that Monkey D. Kong, when he was Fleet Admiral, Garp's dad, had Conqueror's haki. We already see Garp as a Vice Admiral, how many times they wanted him to be an Admiral. How many times he turned that down. I'm already putting Garp on Admiral level. Damn near Fleet Admiral level. He could be that. He could literally be that. You're the rival to the King of the Pirates, who's strong as hell himself. Absolutely. I would put him at a Fleet Admiral level. Sengoku. Definitely. So you're telling me as a fleet admiral, you may not have Conqueror's haki? Sakazuki? Like, I always thought to me, with even you not having so many cameos, top 10 One Piece character for me. Top 10. The allure of him, his aggression, his I guess, sense of justice in a sense. I want to see more of his character play out. But when you sit here and say, what does that mean when everybody's knocked out? What do you mean? What does that mean? Kizaru knew what that meant. Nigga, Conqueror's haki just knocked out the whole fleet. How don't you know what that means? How are you not? What? You're the fleet admiral. Akainu? Now, again, I'm one of those ones to say in the manga when Garp and Aokiji hit each other, I can't say it was Conqueror's haki, but I know it was haki. So, again, I'm not saying that Akainu doesn't have observation, armament, even advanced armament haki. But there's levels to this. There's levels to haki, guys. There's levels to this. We come on now. You have your basic haki. You got your armament. Color of arms. You got your advanced armament. You got your conquerors. You got your advanced conquerors. You got your supreme conquerors. You got your advanced supreme conquerors. Then they talk about you got God haki levels. There's levels to this shit. As we see it, there's levels to this haki type thing. And after all of what I've seen, if you tell me Akainu is the strongest Marine, hell, I wouldn't even say that, because Garp just sat here and showed you at 78 years old that he's still that guy. And as they said in the latest chapter, which we'll talk about on Patreon, as they said in the latest chapter, yo, it kind of was like, yo, it took a team effort because, listen, I was trying to go for the final blow. But, again, I think Akainu is a double agent, but that's a whole, again, that's a whole nother Patreon episode for a whole nother day. I believe Akainu is a double agent. I believe he is the supreme commander of S.W.O.R.D. I believe he's the, and I've always believed that since Oda wrote in, Akainu, Aokiji, excuse me. I believe Aokiji Kuzan is a fucking double agent. He's a double agent. Because I believe he's strong enough to do so. Again, he has observation hockey. Again, he has advanced armament hockey. Again, he was trained by Garp. Garp may not like what the fuck Aokiji is doing, per se. And I don't think Kuzan told him what's going on. But I do believe that Garp understands and knows to a degree that Aokiji is the supreme commander of S.W.O.R.D. I know he has to know that. Hell, I think Akainu knows that. And I believe the only one that doesn't know that is Blackbeard. But I digress. If you're telling me, because I believe the admirals don't need to have, I believe the admirals don't need to necessarily have Conqueror's hockey, but they do need to have high levels of hockey. Like, their observation hockey has to be on top of it. You know what I'm saying? They're like, when I look at Fujitora and when I look at, what's the dude name with the green hair? Rangoku? Something like that. When I look at both of them, I look at them like, okay, they're strong individuals. They necessarily don't have Conqueror's hockey, I don't believe, right? But I believe their armament hockey and their hockey, observation hockey, is on point. Their skills on point. And they know how to use their devil fruits very, very well. They've activated those very, very well. They know how to awaken their devil fruits. All of that good stuff, right? They're very strong individuals. However, again, there's levels to this shit. There's levels to hockey. Now, if you're asking me who's the strongest between all the admirals, I'm going to sit here and say Sakazuki, period. If you ask me who's stronger between Fujitora and Sakazuki, it's Sakazuki. Because we haven't seen what's really in his arsenal yet. We've seen Fujitora fight. We've seen what's in his arsenal. He's, not to say he's a one-trick pony, but he's 1-2-3, 3-2-1. You understand what I'm saying? And then back to one again. You know what I'm saying? Kind of slice you, dice you, and then hit you with a meteor. He always going to go for the meteor. But Sakazuki's different. He understands his devil fruit. He understands the levels of his power, and he knows how to awaken it. And I believe to a degree, and I have this a little bit in my heart, that he might slightly have some Conqueror's hockey. Might. Because I've always believed that in Sakazuki. Real talk. And I'm only going off that One Piece talk and their theory. But at the end of the day, the fact that they pointed that out and the fact that I had to go back and read that and think, like, wait a minute, does this man really have it? Because you have to understand, you got to know. The girls say got it. Some of your vice admirals got it. And possibly you don't have it. How do you beat Luffy? And I think that's my thing. How do you beat Luffy when he comes in with his supreme god hockey after Elbath? Because that's what I'm thinking. Right? All this training he's going to do at Elbath, I'm going to guess. Again, I'm going to put my ass out on the limb and assume that another time skip is coming up soon. What are you going to do here? Because I'm thinking, again, you have Supreme, you have Conqueror's Hockey, and maybe Supreme, but brother, after reading that, I don't know. Like, you might go down a peg if you don't have Conqueror's Hockey. Like, you can't have the lava fruit and have damn near Supreme lava strength and powers and not have Conqueror's Hockey. Like, it just don't work like that. But if Oda wrote you like that, damn. Because if you can't stop Shanks. You didn't stop Shanks. Shanks didn't coat his shit in hockey. He stopped you with minimal. So it was just like, oh, shit. Okay, but I don't know. Y'all let me know in the comments what y'all think. Does Sakazuki have Conqueror's Hockey or not? What do you think? Let me know in the comments. And we'll talk about it more on our Patreon. All right, listen, again, I know the new One Piece chapter came out. We're going to talk about it more on Patreon because this One Piece chapter wasn't that interesting to me. A lot of words, a lot of talking, a lot of on the ship drinking and all that good stuff. Not more intriguing until the very end. And I think this is where we get now into the Elbath arc of Luffy's story. So it's going to be interesting. All right. So like, comment, subscribe to the Patreon. Free 7 days. And you get a discount on your first month after the 7-day free trial. You feel what I'm saying? So it's only $3. And it's only $3? It's only $3. Listen, I get it. You understand what I'm saying? I get it. I understand it. It's only $3. All right. We love y'all. We thank y'all. Be easy. Stay breezy. Be sure again to follow us on all social media platforms except for TikTok. All right. Epic Echo Pro, Epic Echo Productions on YouTube as well. All right. We love you. We thank you so much. Stay easy. Be breezy. And this has been another one. We will see you guys on our Patreon. All right. Be easy. Peace.